Lesson 5C, Exercise 3. Conversation 1.
Look at this article. It's all about how couples can avoid arguments.
Oh, I can't bear all that amateur psychology stuff.
Yeah, it can be a bit silly, but this is pretty good stuff.
Why avoid arguments? I like a good argument.
Well, it says in the article that things need to be verbalised before anger takes hold.
That's kind of obvious. But it isn't always possible to deal with things before they get to the point where you're arguing, is it?
Maybe not, but...
You're usually already angry before the argument starts. That's why you argue.
I think you're missing the point. It's a case of making your partner understand how you feel, letting them know when things are going wrong, not bottling up your feelings. That way, you have the best chance of not exploding and saying things you regret.
Well, perhaps there's something in it then, but I don't think it really applies to me and my partner.
Conversation 2.
What's up, Lisa? You look a bit down in the dumps.
Mike and I had a terrible row last night. It started with something really small. Who was going to take the rubbish out? But it escalated really quickly, and before we knew it, we were yelling at each other. I hate having to nag him about taking it out. It's really beginning to worry me, because we argue more and more. I'm really concerned that we might not have a future together.
Oh, dear. You must both feel very anxious, but it wasn't your fault, was it?
We were both to blame, really. And we did say sorry and make up. I don't suppose you and Catherine let things get out of control.
You'd be surprised. I know that when Catherine and I argue, it upsets me for days, even though we always patch things up quite quickly. But what we try to do is to choose our words carefully and not raise our voices. It isn't so much avoiding your anger that's important as expressing it reasonably.
Conversation 3.
I'm so angry. In fact, I'm still fuming.
How come?
Me and Josh have just had an almighty row. He was totally unreasonable and I just didn't want to listen anymore.
So, what happened?
He was playing games on the TV. You know, those online games he plays with his friends. And I wanted to watch something, but he wouldn't come off. Said he had to finish his game. So, I walked out and slammed the door. That'll teach him.
Isn't it better to try to resolve things properly?
No, that's not the way it works. It's pointless giving in to him. He'll never change. It's better to just let things blow over and pretend that it never happened.
I'm not sure that's wise. It could build resentment in the future.
What do you know about it?
Unresolved feelings can surface later on and cause more serious problems. Better to talk things through now and kiss and make up.